guys are watching Life Chats today. So unfortunately, we do not have our two main co-hosts, Perrin Colasso and Jennifer Connor. You know, they're both out sick today. There's been a lot of miscommunication, but it's okay. I am here to hold down the show. Some of you guys may know me from my show on Zingo TV channel 250 called Lavish, where I am joined with the amazing co-host Joseph Pasek, who is also the leader and boss of the Barn Burner TV network here on Zingo TV. So I'm just gonna go ahead and read this intro. I'm super nervous, but you know what? You guys are a great audience, so bear with me. So hello everyone, I'm Samantha Walters, and joining me today we have no one, okay? Welcome to Life Chats right here on the HER Network on Zingo TV channel 251. Hardworking, empowering, and resilience, that's what it stands for. Please remember to download both the Barn Burner and Zingo TV app in their respective app stores on any iOS and Android device. Both apps are absolutely free, and after you download them, be sure to rate and leave a comment. Guys, we want to hear back from you, want to know what's working, what's not. So do your thing, leave a comment, and let us know. Okay. Zingo TV is also available on Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Fire TV sticks, and also the Roku sticks on the smart TVs 2016 and forward. So now that all the script work is out of the way, I am so excited to be here. This is the first like show that I'm actually doing by myself, and my hair looks so long today. So, you know, having a good day so far, probably the highlight. I'm probably going to switch it up today just because, you know, I feel like everything's always different, but I'm probably going to do some topics from Lavish and mix them in with Life Chat. So for some of you guys who don't know, Lavish usually talks about the hottest news in the media, the tea, what's going on, everything about that. And then Life Chats, we kind of talk about the same thing, but we kind of mix it in with personal questions and personal experiences and stuff like that. So it's a little more direct. So today we'll do a little bit of both. I'm probably going to give you a recap right now as we speak. I keep talking in like a third person, which is absolutely okay. But I'm going to give you a recap of last episode that we had. We talked about Britney Spears and Johnny Depp. So for some of you guys who don't know, Britney Spears has been going viral with this whole conservatorship with her father and everything like that. And so many conspiracies going on TikTok where people are saying she's held captive or, you know, she's in danger and not in control of her own life. And, you know, it's been one of those kind of ups and downs with that celebrity. But, you know, she's an amazing artist and she said that she won't perform until like she has the right to her own thing. And I was talking about it too there and I was saying like, you know, how I signed the petitions and stuff like that. But, you know, that's what we kind of talked about. We kind of gave our opinions there. And then we talked about Johnny Depp. And Johnny Depp's relationship with, you know, everything going on, like we kind of touched on that too, but how, you know, he's kind of been like removed from like the Harry Potter kind of scenery there and how they're looking for a new, you know, artist and that type of thing. And also with this whole, he said, she said, I know has a lot going on with his relationship there. So anyways, that's kind of the news from last week's episode, the recap there. Usually Jen at the end of the show, she also has this crazy hat or like something cool, you know, and shuffle some questions, but you know what? I'll probably answer some personal questions today that I have gotten in my DM. So we'll do that and I'll hold down the show for everybody's sake. So the first things I want to kind of talk about today, I'm going to treat this like a YouTube channel. This is so cool. Okay. So the first thing I kind of want to talk about today is fleets. So for some of you who don't know, fleets are these story type, like, you know, settings, like things that just came. It's like a new feature to Twitter. You know, on Lavish with Joe, we were talking about stories on Snapchat, stories on Instagram, and like how one is dying down and one not. And like talked about how Instagram recently got that. And now, you know, I think just 2 days ago, Twitter, I was on Twitter scrolling through my feed, and at the top of my feed, I'm seeing a whole bunch of stories from so many people. And I think this is super, super cool because, like, I feel like for every platform, we always have like a different audience. So for LinkedIn, I have more of a professional audience there. That's why I have like all the producers and like bosses of the HER Network and this, you know, everything there. You know, Twitter, a little bit more goofy there, you know, more announcements based. And then obviously Instagram, friends, family, and same with Facebook, you know, they also have stories too. And that's like, you know, with these connections and everything like that. So, you know, this is a popular topic in the media right now, fleets, and it's an interesting name. You know what I mean? I think not TikTok doesn't have stories, but I know we recently got reels. R-E-E-L-S on Instagram, where it's like these TikTok videos that you can also make too, which is super cool. But it's really great to see all these different media platforms adapting and, you know, excelling in their stuff there. So that is one of the things there today. So that's in the topic. And I don't have anyone to ask their opinion. I feel like this is a one-man show. So I'd be like, oh my gosh, so how do you feel about that, Sam? Well, honestly, today was my first day posting a, I think I posted a video, but I took it down just to try it out to see if it works, to see how, if it's the same thing, you know, when you swipe up and see everyone who viewed it, a lot of different people that I don't know. So really interesting there. The next topic that I kind of want to talk today, I hope I'm not rushing, just slow me down if I am, but the next topic I kind of want to talk about today, I kind of talked about Ariana Grande's video in yesterday's episode of Lavish with Joe and Talicia and Sue, two amazing ladies who have their own show too here on the Her, on the Barn Burner TV network, on the Her network. Amazing, 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 where they tell it like it is. Oh my goodness, it's like hot and cold there. Such an amazing personalities and so bright. You guys should definitely tune into their show. I believe it's not... I can't even remember what it is, but I will definitely put the link all in my stories today on Instagram at Samantha_media. So definitely tune into all the shows on the Her network, on the Barn Burner network, on everything, guys. There's so many diverse topics here today. So just wanted to get into that. But we talked a little bit about Ariana Grande's videos yesterday, which was so, so vivid and super, super cool. I'm not going to get too into that today since it's just so like, you know, sexual based. And I don't know if kids are watching here on Life Chat. So I don't really want to jump too far, but you know, really interesting topic there. Ariana Grande has been doing her thing. The comparison we kind of made was her compared to Miley Cyrus and, you know, in all of that. You know, Miley Cyrus was kind of like a Disney star who, you know, broke out and, you know, kind of freed herself and explored her sexuality there and like, you know, was really claiming her new identity. And, you know, when I talk about Ariana Grande, she was also some sort of Disney star as well too. And like, you know, grew up on Victorious, Cat and Sam and all of that. So for her to be singing about, you know, more of her, you know, her private life. You know, it was really interesting to see that kind of come out. Now she's been getting a lot of critiques online too about that. And you know, a lot of people have been critiquing it or a lot of people have been loving it. And they're like, this is her, this is who she is. I'm so pro it. You know, for me personally, I'm pro, you know, learning about yourself. I'm pro exploring your identity, your whole kind of look here. Love it. Absolutely. Okay. So that's kind of what we talked about yesterday. I feel like I'm telling you guys a recap of like everything, but you know what? We'll do that. Okay. So this is new news. Okay. So for some of you guys who don't know, Travis Scott is a rapper. Also the baby father, the baby father of Kylie Jenner. So they have a kid together. Recently, for new news for some of you guys, had, you know, some sort of McDonald's combo that came out, got in trouble for having a huge event because of COVID, stuff like that. But the new news with him is that he just launched the Cactus Jack Foundation. And its first order of business is rolling out the Wayman Webster Scholarship. Sorry, guys, I'm looking at the side because this is where my laptop is. I should have like centered it here. But scholarship named after his granddad, who's an alumni, I guess, of the HBCU, which stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Now, this is an amazing thing. This is like him giving back to the community. I kind of wanted to express my opinion on this yesterday, but didn't get the chance to because the conversation was going really, really good with other type of topics there too. But amazing opportunity. I feel like with everything going on with the Black Lives Matter movements and the protests and, you know, Donald Trump being removed and Joe Biden coming in and Kamala Harris, you know, vice president. Woo! One for the Black woman there, one for the people of color there. Woo! Coming in. It's been super exciting. And, you know, having like, you know, a rapper like this too, you know, with the, you know, white baby mother, everything like that kind of coming in and also still being able to provide and show, you know, support to the Black community. This was amazing. This kind of situation, this scholarship that he's doing reminds me of the thing with Michael B. Jordan. Obviously on an episode of Life Chats, I've talked about this before where Michael B. Jordan, I think he joined up with the community in, where is it? So Jordan partners with Lyft. So for some of you guys don't know, Lyft is an Uber app kind of thing where, you know, it just provides the rides and stuff. But he joined up with Lyft to give free rides to underserved communities. So Michael B. Jordan and his Outlier Society Fellowship is partnering with Lyft's Lyft Up charity to give free rides to people of color and recent college graduates in underserved communities. So this is a whole thing, you know, in the light of everything, in the light of the pandemic, you know, so we have the free Lyft rides that are going on in the States for the underserved community. And we also have scholarships that are beginning giving out. And Michael B. Jordan is not really like, you know, he's one of those actors, you know, a lot of you guys know him from Black Panther or what's that boxing movie called? Is it called Creed? No, it's not. I can't remember. But yeah. So definitely tune in. A lot of them are doing a lot of good stuff. This is really good. I love this. I want to be able to give my opinion, but I need people here. Okay. Moving on then. So those are the two things going on. So you already heard here first on Life Chats. Okay. Also a new collab is coming out with Shawn Mendes, called Monster, and it's a collab with Justin Bieber. Now, when I think of Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber, these two boys, well, I want to say boys because they're still young, but these two boys always had like this similar kind of like tone, jazz, like, you know, Justin Bieber used to be such a hit back then. I remember when I had my crush on him, had every poster in my room, had every top pajama set, everything. I should have wore it today, my Justin Bieber pajama set. You know, when he came out with his song Baby by Ludacris and all of that, you know, started starring with Usher and everybody. It was just so amazing. He was such a hip pop like sensation, and love it. And I know recently he's had, you know, a turn of pages here, actually. I've been hearing so many rumors going on about how he's changed his life, how, you know, he's more focused now. And, you know, I think he's going into the religious kind of field now here too, which is really interesting, you know, for a pop sensation. Not that many of them are not religious, but just that him, you know, as that boy coming into that thing. So, you know, definitely a change of chapter there. Even he's also married, you guys probably know that already too. But you know, him and Shawn Mendes. So I kind of wanted to get, you know, Perrin's and Jen's opinions today. I'm so used to saying Jen Connor instead of Jennifer Connor, but like here on the docs it says Jennifer, so I'm like, okay, Jennifer, let's go, J-Lo. But yeah, so I wanted to kind of get their opinions. I think this is going to be a good collab. I can still distinguish their voice, so hopefully I'm just going to be like, oh, is this Justin? Oh, okay, is this Sean? Okay, who knows? But definitely waiting for that. I don't know what it's about. You know, the name doesn't really give too much. It says Monster. So I'm like, instantly my first image was like the Monster drink, for some of you guys who know, with the claws like going down. But I don't know what this is about. I wonder if it's a personal thing. I don't know. But it's going to be released November 20th, which is literally tomorrow. So I don't have any episode of Lavish tomorrow, and we do not have Life Chats. So you know what? We'll talk about it next week, both on Lavish from Monday to Wednesday at 6 p.m. and on Life Chats with Jen and Perrin, hopefully, which is at Thursday at 6:30. You know, so definitely going to tune into that. You know, and it will be featured on the upcoming album of Shawn Mendes's album called Wonder. So definitely interesting. Monster, Wonder. Hopefully if it's in there. I love the names. I always love the names of, you know, albums and like songs too. I always feel like does it give insight into like the song, the industry, the artist itself. So I don't know there, but love it. And then we do have a little more time today, so I'm going to go on to the next topic as well. So Blue Ivy, for some of you guys who don't know, Beyonce's got kids up in here. Oh my goodness. I feel like she's kind of been, you know, she's been here and there. Like, I don't know. I feel like she's just been quieter more, but you know, maybe she's been focusing on her kids. I don't know. Like she posts like little things here and there, but she doesn't like, you know what I mean? When I say tweet out constantly, like she does, like obviously she was supporting the Black Lives Matter, said some things about that. But in terms of everything like that, like, I don't know. But Blue Ivy Carter narrates the Hair Love audiobook. This is a huge, huge thing. I remember going on Twitter and I was seeing this and I'm like, what? Like, isn't Blue Ivy like 4 years old? Like, what is going on? But she's 8. Can you guys imagine? Like, now I just feel old. But she's 8 years old and she's narrating stuff. I can't even remember the first, when did I learn how to read? I can't even remember, but I was probably a late sprouter because I could not read for my life. But she's 8 years old, so good for her. Oh my gosh. So 8 years old, Blue Ivy Carter is adding to her already impressive resume, narrating the audiobook version of Hair Love by Oscar winner Matthew A. Cherry. Cherry. So super exciting there. I cannot wait to hear it. I haven't downloaded it yet. But for some of you guys who don't know, the Hair Love book, obviously, you know, being Black and having, like, you know, different type of textured hair and being around other people, we've always tended to compare ourselves, especially on TV with the representations that are there. You know, it's always been hard to kind of resonate with somebody who looks like us, right? Resonate with, like, oh, but her hair's straight. How come she could just tie up her hair and I have to, like, straighten my hair or perm it and do something just to, like, tie it up in one. So, you know, really interesting. And I love how they're using this Black little girl who is going to be speaking out. So definitely one of the things to add, this is amazing, amazing, amazing. And I can't wait to see where this brings her. I didn't even know she would get into this field like her mom and them too. Cause you know, Beyonce starred in a couple of movies too with Austin Powers. So Mike Myers, for some of you guys who don't know, and a lot of other movies too, that dealt with, like, you know, Black issues and stuff like that too. Austin Powers doesn't, but you know what I mean? And, you know, so this is really interesting for her daughter to be going down that field, going down that expressway and everything like that. So that's the next topic. And let's see. Sorry, I feel like I'm so disoriented here. Next thing on the list. Please stop me, guys, if I'm going too fast. I hope I am taking it slow for y'all. A lot. Okay, so Selena Gomez will play a trailblazing mountaineer. I don't even know that word. Mountaineer Sylvia Vasquez Lovato. So Selena Gomez will star in the In the Shadow of the Mountain, which is a biopic, which is a biographical film. But a Peruvian mountaineer. There's that word again. And social entrepreneur Sylvia Vasquez Lovato. So this is kind of interesting. I mean, the last movie I seen with Selena Gomez was probably what's the one where she goes off Monte Carlo, and that was so interesting where she had, like, the switch and, like, you know, it's kind of like one of those movies, like the Lizzie McGuire movie, where they switch with a celebrity who looks like them and stuff like that. But definitely interesting. You know, this is like, I think this will probably be the first biographical film that I've probably seen, though. Really, yeah. And, you know, I know she's been doing other things too, selling ice cream and a whole bunch of different promotions that are on her page. Love Selena Gomez. I think Joseph Pasek, you know, the co-host of Lavish as well, and the leader and boss of the Barn Burner TV network here, also told me that he's interviewed her once too. So I'm going to have to search for that interview because I want to hear what she talked about. She's such a sweet person. I remember watching an interview with her as well, and she was like, you know, they asked her, they said, if there is one thing that you would want people to kind of understand about you, what would it be? And she said, my heart. And, like, I don't know, maybe it doesn't sound as passionate and as, like, sincere as how she said it, but, right, like, I remember my heart in that moment was like, oh my gosh, like, she's such a sweetheart. And, like, I don't know, she's just been hurt a lot. But, you know, Selena Gomez, if you're ever listening to this and you want to come on here, I would be glad to interview myself, interview you myself. I feel like I slur a lot of my words, speak too fast, but let me slow down. Interview you myself. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love your songs. Love you. And I'm really happy for you to be playing this role in this film. You know, I feel like, Sylvia Vasquez Lovato. Eduardo, if you're listening, is that a Spanish name? It sounds a little bit spicy there. Is that Spanish? Like, Lovato. Yes, it is. So he's watching. So it is a Spanish name there. So it's definitely good, you know, to have Hispanic people playing Hispanic people there too. So good representation, as we said before. Super excited about that. I know we have a couple minutes here left, so I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, probably pick a random question like Jen does. And, you know, answer that myself. So here we go. I don't even have a hat, so I'm just gonna go ahead and type in a random question here on Google and see what's the first thing that pops up, and I will answer it. Do not worry, guys. I will answer it as 100% as accurate and, you know, clear as possible. So what's the first question? Let's see this. Da-da-da-da. Nobody can give me a drum roll, so I'm here by myself. Ugh, this feels so different. So it says, what board game do you hate the most? Interesting. I don't know what board game I hate the most, but I know the board game that I've always wanted to play was Jumanji. For some of you guys who do not know, Robin Williams, love, love, love that movie. I knew they made some remakes too, or some sequels with that, with, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart and a lot of other actors as well. And it's just been so good. So that's one board game I always wanted to play to see if it was real. I think they probably have some in the toy store, but it's not obviously real. But if I could play one real game in my life, it would definitely be Jumanji. Love it. And if you could rid the world of one disease, what would it be? Oh, thank God they asked this question. COVID-19. I don't even know if that's a disease, but that cold has gotta go. Okay. So one disease, definitely COVID-19. Thank God for asking that. If you were offered the position of mayor of your city, what would, no, would you take it? That's kind of like a yes or no question. So let's leave that out. Of course, I would take it and help my city here, Scarborough, Toronto. Favorite day of the week. Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't want to say any day of lavish or any day of life chats, because like I don't want to say either or, because then it just looks so I love all the days of the week, because every single day a show is featured on the Barn Burner TV network here on Zingo TV channel 250. You know what I mean? And channel 251, the Her Network. I wonder how I'm doing too. Like, this is so crazy. Oh my goodness. Hi everyone. I know I'm gonna hear about this after, and I'm probably gonna call Edouard though to be like, okay, so how did I do? Oh, he said I'm doing good. Okay, great. How did I do? What's going on? So definitely. And then I'll probably answer one more question, okay? One more question for you guys. I should have used the one for my DMs. 2 minutes left. So I should have used the ones for my DMs, but I am using my phone right now, so bear with me. I'm just using these random ones. Okay, so if you inherited or won $1 million, what's the very first thing you would do with the money? First, half of me wants to say something towards the vaccine, just so that you guys think I'm like a good person and everything like that. But the other half is like buying my mom a dream house, and I don't know if you guys watch those type of channels. There should be a show here on the Barn Burner Network though about real estate, housing, all of that, just like the Property Brothers and like Fixer Upper and like all of that kind of thing. There's another, oh, what's the million dollar dream show? I can't remember what it's called, but so good. I would buy her a dream house, put her in it. She deserves it. She birthed me, which was, and she raised me, which was a lot. Knowing my personality, that's a lot for a person. Okay. But anyways, we only have a minute here left. So thank you guys for tuning in and bearing with me today. I don't know how to really, oh, Lifetime of the Rich and Famous. Ooh, Eduardo got it. I wish you could come on right now. He should have done the show with me today. He really should have. You guys, if you guys don't know Eduardo, tune into his show. He's an amazing producer, host. I know he speaks in Spanish a lot. I'm learning. Gracias. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, ¿y tú? Okay. Oh my goodness. So yes, follow me on Instagram at Samantha underscore media. Tune into my show at Lavish, called Lavish, from Monday to Wednesday at 6 p.m. on the Barn Burner TV network on Zingo TV, channel 250 and 251 on the Her Network. And also tune into Jen's show here on the Her Network as well, channel 251. Every Thursday at 6:30. So I'm so sorry she wasn't here today. I hope I did a good job holding it down for her, but definitely tune in. And you guys can follow me on Twitter as well at Samantha underscore media with an extra A at the end. So thank you so much. I wish I could sing my way out today, like was just listening to Selena out there. But going ahead, I'm just gonna leave it as that and have a good one, guys. Bye.